Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Time to go down into the Eagles' rooms. We love speaking to this bloke. He's a favourite of ours here at K-Rock Football. He's always good for a chat whenever we do an Eagles game, and it's great to have him. It was good timing. He's back in the side, and we're covering the Eagles and an Eagles win, and I do speak of Will Schofield. Will, it's Kingy in the K-Rock Hub along with Benny Cass and Brendan McCartney. Good timing to get back.
G'day, fellas. Yeah, I requested the K-Rock phone when I saw the radio station requesting interviews, and I asked for the K-Rock phone.
Good work. Back into the side, and under the pump there in that last quarter, you got 8 points down and all the momentum with the Saints, but you're able to hold firm, and then Tim Kelly put on a masterclass in that final term.
Yeah, I mean, you boys would be familiar with some of Tim's work, obviously the first couple of years of his career, but I thought he's just been improving with every game. Clearly, with some of the guys that were available at, you know, in our midfield this week, we were missing a few and really required him to step up, and I thought he did. But, you know, overall, the game, that was one of the better wins I've ever been involved in 14 years. We got three fit players that weren't playing today, so just a great, you know, tick for our squad and really gutsy win.
What about when Jeremy McGovern goes down midway through the second quarter? Do you turn around to Tom Barras and go, uh-oh, we've got some work to do here?
Nah, it's not at all. We've played enough footy together. It was just a wink and a nod, you know, back to the normal. You know, do our thing. We've played a lot of footy together and love playing together. So certainly helps me when Tom plays like he does. He was our best player by a long, long, long way today, and thought he's had, you know, his best year of AFL footy and close to our best and fairest so far.
Well, just the effort. You're outplayed, you know, comprehensively really in the first quarter, and yeah, you know, just to rest that momentum back and then do it again in the final term. It was really an unbelievable effort given, you know, the cattle that wasn't playing.
Yeah, it was definitely a momentum game, and they certainly jumped us. I thought we possibly could have been a bit more predictable in that first quarter. A couple of turnovers hurt us, and you know, they probably didn't make the most of their opportunities and kept us in the game a little bit. You know, our midfield got on top in that second quarter, and we're able to, you know, really wrestle momentum back, and you know, to be able to fight back after them kicking the first three of the last quarter was a very similar vibe to that. You know, sorry to harp back on it, but the grand final from a couple of years ago was the same sort of thing.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Had a win. I'd be harping back on that as much as I can. how have you found this year? It's just your third game tonight. How would you sort of sum up your emotions this year?
This year it's been difficult. Probably my hardest at AFL level. Certainly had to check my ego. And that's not a bad thing. But, you know, it's been in the game a long time, and watching from the sidelines has been difficult. But to be back in the team, play my role, that's all I've ever done in my career. So, try my best, and, you know, depending on how Gov pulls up, potentially be able to, you know, play a couple more games this year, which would be great. We'll have to make one last question here, fellas. I've got Simo calling me into the meeting room.
I've got Brendan McCartney for you, Will.
Hey, Will, how are you, mate?
Macca, how are you, mate?
Hey, good, going well. Just tell Simo that it was me, and he won't mind waiting. We go back a long way. Hey, quickly, you've been at West Coast for a long time. What is, and they've been an amazing club through your period, what is the essence of the club? What describe it in a sentence or a couple of sentences. You're a smart man. You can do it.
Yeah, well, I got to the club at the end of 2006, and it's been a club built on success, if I'm honest. And it's expected from the top down. Trevor Nisbet's been a great leader of the footy club and really sets the scene from a, you know, business and administrative level. And I think, you know, lead the comp in a lot of areas. I saw our members are top of the table this year. So it really starts with him, and, you know, success is just expected. And if you can't deliver and play your role, then you don't last very long at the club. I've seen a lot of guys come and go. And I would say the majority is nothing to do with talent. It's mindset and being able to play your role, do what you're expected to do, and win games of footy. It's pretty simple.
Well done, mate. Give Simo my best, please.
Good to talk to you, Will. We always appreciate you giving us your time following an Eagles game when we're covering them, and we wish you the best of luck for the rest of the year. And depending on Jeremy McGovern, we might be seeing you well into October. So best of luck, and hopefully we're talking to you again.
Cheers, fellas. K-Rock rocks football.
Well done, mate.
Thanks, Will.
Good on you, Scofield.
Will Schofield joining us there. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing, or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. They're wonderful setup. I drive past it every day on my way out to the peninsula, Port Arlington Road at Moorlap.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.